William Shakespeare, if he really existed, was a white guy. No nicer way to say it. But his heritage does not require anyone who stages Shakespeare plays to fill cast and crew with only white guys. That was established a long time ago. In more recent times, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland has taken great strides to put on plays by diverse players for diverse audiences. And those efforts include the Latino Play Project, or if you prefer the feminine version, the Latina Play Project, which returns to the festival for a series of events this weekend. We've even diversified our guests by going one Latino, one Latina. Christopher Acebo is Associate Artistic Director at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Thank you for joining us, Christopher.
Good morning. Thank you.
And back for their second visit this year is Lydia Garcia, who is resident dramaturg at the festival. Welcome back, Lydia.
Good morning. Thank you.
So tell us about when the Latino Play Project was first established and what the general set of goals was.
The genesis of LPP was started, was the brainchild of Armando Duran, who's a longtime company actor at OSF. And he had participated in projects, play development projects in the Los Angeles area at South Coast Rep and at the Mark Taper Forum, and had this impulse to continue that idea here at OSF. And he and I had a great conversation about that. And I had also participated in those development programs. So that was the idea, to bring colleagues here to OSF to network and to put our work through a process and invite colleagues to participate in that.
When you start something like that, I mean, you can have a bunch of different concepts, but a couple of different ways it can go based on availability of people and material and all that sort of stuff. So was that first year in particular, which is what, 2 years ago?
That's right, yeah.
Was that a bit ad hoc?
It was. I mean, we were kind of searching for how to articulate a vision in which we were bringing colleagues in, having panel discussions, reading plays that we were excited about, as well as creating space for dialogue about the field and how Latinos fit in that field.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a part of the cultural connection series at the Shakespeare Festival. Is that right?
Yeah, it's one of the programs through cultural connections. Yes,
mm-hmm. The basic idea being that you're trying to make theater accessible to broader ranges of people than just the basic white guy audience we referenced earlier.
I think all of these programs do a little bit of a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely part of the process, is to develop new audiences for OSF as well as the work that we're doing, and also to create space for artists to be mm-hmm. able to articulate their work.
So tell us about some of the things and people you're bringing to LPP, which I guess is what we're going to refer to it as
sure.
the rest of the time, Latino Latina Play Project.
Sure. So the LPP weekend, which kicks off officially tomorrow, right, Friday the 25th, and runs until Sunday, is going to incorporate a variety of events. The heart of it is built around two play readings that we're going to be doing. One Saturday morning, a reading of Luis Alfaro's Delano, which is the first play in his This Golden State trilogy, and then Sunday morning, a reading of Isaac Gomez's La Ruta, which we can talk about, and that's going to be Sunday morning in Carpenter Hall. But around that, we've also built a constellation of events, which include a panel conversation that I'll be moderating on Saturday to talk precisely about Latino theater and what that means. But then we're also doing our invited guests will be, you know, going to see our performances, you know, finding a way to tie the work that OSF is putting on its stages into the larger conversation about where is Latino theater today? How are we defining this movement? And then also allowing the artists to engage with each other in a series of roundtable conversations, something that we're calling cafecitos, which we can talk about a little more. But, you know, for artists to engage with each other as to, you know, where are we at this moment in the history of American theater, in the moment when there is a national movement of Latino artists connecting with each other, as reflected with like the Latino Theater Commons, for example, and what's happening in that nationwide dialogue. So it's exciting for OSF and for Ashland to be part of a national conversation and to bring in guest artists who may not know what OSF has been doing for the last 80, 81 years, and to show them that, you know, Shakespeare is, you know, just another Latino like us. In many ways.
some of the guests that we're bringing, Diane Rodriguez, who's the Associate mm-hmm. Artistic Director at Center Theater Group and the President of Theater Communications Group, is coming. We have great directors, Juliette Carrillo and Laurie Woolery. Juliette directed Sign and Sidney Brustein's Window, and Laurie has directed a few productions, including The Tenth Muse. It was a world premiere for us here 2 seasons ago. Mm-hmm. And the writer of that play, Tanya Saracho, is also coming up. So we have a great group of writers and mm-hmm. artists and mm-hmm. artistic
and scholars.
Leaders and scholars mm-hmm. That are participating this weekend.
When we talk about Latino theater, are there differences in approaches to theater from American Latinos and Latinas than from anybody else? I mean, a stupid question perhaps, but help me get a grasp here.
Not at all a stupid question. I would say it is a huge question for us to tackle, which I think, like, you know, part of LPP, I think, is, you know, for us to engage precisely in that question. You know, like, what do we mean when we say Latino theater, and how is Latinidad in America, well, in the United States, different from, you know, what is bubbling up in the rest of the Americas, in, you know, South, Central, and North America. What makes a play Latino? Is it the identity of the writer? Is it the characters that populate the world? Is it a specific way of telling a story, an aesthetic that you can name, that you can quantify? Is it about language? Is it about location? So I think all of these questions are questions that I think we ourselves are wrestling with, you know, not only as artists here at OSF who are committed to presenting reflecting our society in all of its diversity, but also, you know, I mean, for myself as a Latina artist, to be able to engage with the work of my own community. Christopher and I were recently in Chicago at DePaul University, where the Latino Theater Commons hosted what was called that Carnaval of new plays. And these were, I mean, like a dozen plays, something like that, all incredibly different. Everything from well-made plays, family drama, spoken word, some place that were more movement than they were language based, all incredibly different, and yet all somehow undeniably Latino. And so we had an incredible conversation as artists to artists to talk about what exactly makes our work and what makes it unique and uniquely Latino, you know.
LPP is the Latino Play Project, or if you prefer, Latina Play Project, at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Friday through Sunday this weekend. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk over the events with Lydia Garcia and Christopher Acebo. Phone number here is 800-838-3760. That works anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Lydia, you've said a couple times now the Latino Theater Commons. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. Actually, Christopher, do you want to talk a little bit about how the Latino Theater Commons came to be?
Sure. It actually started maybe 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Karen Zacharias, who is a playwright in residence at Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., got some grant money to bring in a group of artists, Latino artists, to kind of just have a conversation around a dinner table and talk about what are the issues. And from that impulse, a kind of movement started, and it has been really exciting to participate in this movement of a group of artists coming together. The first convening was in Boston. Mm-hmm. The second convening last year was in Los Angeles. And then this year's convening was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it is a movement to articulate what we are doing in the American theater as Latinos. How do we communicate to each other? How do we move a field forward? What is the aesthetic of the work that we do? And just creating space for us to have these great conversations. Howell Round and Arts Emerson in Boston are the kind of holders of the Latino Theater Commons. And it is kind of an evolving, beautiful creation of, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give us an idea how you move, though, from, I want to word this carefully, where you move from just like, well, that's a good Latino or a good Latina work of art, to mm-hmm. this is a good work of art, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still must be trying to push that barrier around.
Yeah, that's a great mm-hmm. question. I think as you know, someone who is an artist as well as an administrator for a large organization, mm-hmm. part of that exists in my own instinct about what I think is good. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily separate plays based on that culturally specific idea, mm-hmm. But great plays kind of rise to be great plays regardless of who writes them or
So a good play is a good play. If it happens to be done by somebody who can call themselves Latino or Latina, that's what makes it a Latino or Latina work of art.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It feels like that's something that we are definitely, you know, moving towards and wanting to move the conversation towards to absolutely normalizing what I think has traditionally been classified in a special way. At the same time, recognizing that there is still that impulse to be able to define a play based on a certain perspective or point of view. So, you know, it would be wonderful to be able to, you know, reach a point in the American theater where we can do it simultaneously, right? Where we can say this is a tremendous play that is just a great play, and it doesn't matter where it came from. And at the same time, to recognize the cultural roots from which it draws life. You know, so that would be a great day.
Art, theater, and the Latino Play Project are our discussion topics here on the Jefferson Exchange with Lydia Garcia and Christopher Acebo from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. A couple minutes left if you'd like to join us, 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. I haven't even asked about are the plays in English? Are they in Spanish? Are they a mixture of it?
They are primarily in English, although that, like, you know, there are, I believe, in both of them elements of Spanish. But even, you know, if audience members don't necessarily are fluent in Spanish, it won't prevent them from being able to absolutely follow the story. The two plays are very different in many ways, right? So Luis Alfaro's play, Delano, again, like part of a trilogy of plays that was co-commissioned by the Magic Theater and by OSF, where Luis is our resident playwright, is about a preacher who returns to his hometown of Delano to revive a Pentecostal church that was instrumental to the community. Delano, of course, being the birthplace of the United Farm Workers movement.
There was a significance to it. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, considering the current moment that California is in with the drought not only affecting communities that have been, you know, hard to sit by the wildfires, but also the agricultural community that, you know, where workers are now having to deal with, you know, generations of work basically undone by a catastrophic drought. And then the other play is La Ruta by a young writer that we're very excited to welcome to OSF. Isaac grew up in El Paso, Texas, and was shocked to first discover as a young adult what had been happening just 20 minutes away in Ciudad Juarez with the femicides that have been happening for the last 20 years, I think, where hundreds, if not thousands, of women have disappeared. Mm. And there's still no answer as to what has happened to these women. And he was moved to write a piece about the women that have been hardest hit by the circumstances of Ciudad Juarez, and specifically the journey of a mother who's in search of her daughter. So two plays, just remarkable. I think will be very moving. Very moving. Isaac's play also includes a tremendous amount of music. So I think our audiences will be blown away by how much we've done in so little time.
Now, these are both at 10 o'clock in the morning, so
yes.
Audiences have to be a little...
Bring their coffee.
Which explains the cafecito. Let's talk about the cafecitos while we're on that subject, Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. So, you know, part of the weekend has... it's a very busy schedule. We have folks seeing plays, Ooh. Seeing play readings, going to panels, mm-hmm. And we also have built in some free open space, and that's what those cafecitos are, and we're opening up a space for people to just have a little coffee and a little pastry, mm-hmm. and enjoy each other's company without an agenda, if you will.
Exactly.
You mentioned one of the plays being read, the one on Saturday, this Golden State Part 1, Delano. Mm-hmm. Since it was commissioned by the Shakespeare Festival and Magic Theater, is it going to play in a full-blown production at the Shakespeare Festival sometime in the next couple of years, maybe?
I think there is a very, very big...
There's a very strong chance, very good chance of that.
But we haven't selected the 2017 season yet, but that's a... that's mm-hmm. that may happen. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We you know, I think we're committed to produce a Latino work every season at OSF, and mm-hmm. and it seems like that would be a great opportunity for us to showcase a work that we've actually commissioned. So
absolutely. We just got to work the puzzle of the season.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there one ticket price for everything in the Latino Play Project, or are there separate tickets or separate events, or how, you know, just
the
let people know how they can get there and get in?
The ticket price is free.
Really? That's yes. the best price of all.
That exactly. is the best price, the easiest price. Yeah. Uh-huh. The two play readings as well as the panel discussion are open events to community. Anybody can call the box office and mm-hmm. get tickets to any of those three showings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, but tickets need to be obtained in advance?
They do, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tickets at the door, but you just, yeah. Tickets are free, but you need a ticket.
Just so we make sure we know how many, you know, how many coffees to prepare.
Ah, okay. Good to know. Okay. Yeah, that is the cafecitos in addition. I forgot to ask about the variety show. Midnight on Friday night. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. 11 p.m. on Friday night.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's a... We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're bracing ourselves for spontaneity.
Okay.
You never know.
Sounds like a lot of surprises. The Latino Play Project, Latina Play Project this weekend at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Lydia Garcia is resident dramaturg. Christopher Acebo is associate artistic director. Thank you so much both for joining us on The Exchange.
No, thank you for having us.